Sodium versus solid state, the battery race shaping the next decade. Amazon's decision to back a 7.65 gigawatt natural gas power plant in West Texas, which would be the largest single-planned gas facility in the United States and potentially the nation's biggest single pollution source, is a direct consequence of AI data center load curves that do not dispatch well from wind and solar alone. Amazon looked at that math and chose gas turbines for an off-grid AI campus. AWS simultaneously told its own engineers to cut CPU waste because AI demand is straining existing capacity, confirming internally what the external investment signals. The company is running hot across its infrastructure stack. The battery landscape tells a competitive story unfolding on two distinct chemistry tracks. U.S. startups are beginning to deliver sodium-ion batteries, cells built on sodium, essentially table salt chemistry, rather than lithium. The strategic logic is clear. Sodium is globally abundant, reducing dependence on Chinese lithium processing and creating a supply chain that does not route through Beijing. The Defense Department committed $2 billion this week to accelerate domestic alternatives, including a $1.4 billion loan to Sila Nanotechnologies, alongside additional deals at a mining roundtable. BYD filed 6 solid-state battery patents this week, with an eye on pilot production in 2027. Solid-state batteries offer higher energy density and better safety than conventional lithium-ion cells. 6 patents filed in a single week signals a serious patent staking phase ahead of commercialization. The United States and China are both accelerating, but on different chemistry paths. Sodium-ion versus solid-state lithium is not merely a technical debate. It is a proxy for which supply chain architecture governs the next decade of energy storage. The consolidation pace in both battery and AI infrastructure sectors raises antitrust questions that will shape what mergers and vertical integration are legally permissible. The Sherman Antitrust Act of 1890 prohibits monopolization and attempts to monopolize markets, but dominant market share alone is not illegal. The law requires showing that dominance was acquired or maintained through exclusionary conduct rather than superior products or legitimate competition. NVIDIA's simultaneous ownership of chips, facilities, and equity in the companies running those facilities creates vertical integration. The Department of Justice will need to assess under exactly that framework.